GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hale Rick Tyler Show, wishing a very happy Christmas Eve to the Spin Doctors. On line one this morning, the Democratic operative John Wadsworth. John, welcome back to GHRT. How are you this Christmas Eve, John?
Very good. Merry Christmas to everybody.
And to you as well. Brent Littlefield, the Republican operative with ties to Wynn, Maine. You want to take a moment and wish a Merry Christmas to our listeners as well as family that might be tuned in this morning, Brent?
Merry Christmas to everybody. I hope everybody's going to stay warm and have a wonderful Christmas with their family.
Terrific. Haven't had a chance to talk with the two of you. George sends his best as he has the week off to celebrate with family and friends and all the new grandbabies and the clan. John, we start with you. The Congress, or at least the U.S. House, is successfully voting to impeach President Trump on two articles. We haven't had a chance to talk to you since. Your reaction to when the gavel came down?
Not unexpected. I thought that they had laid the case out pretty clear. Of course, this just gets ready to move it to the Senate when they are prepared. It was an interesting process to go through, but having watched the debate prior to the vote, I was not surprised that he was impeached. Having watched hearings, I was not surprised that he was impeached. That the reasoning that every member had was very thought. He took a big chance splitting his vote, but that's where his. I thought that was a very interesting vote, but very honest him and brave, and I have to commend him on that.
This was a predetermined outcome. But as I said, there were members of Congress in the last campaign that had already decided they wanted to impeach the president before they even got elected. We heard it repeatedly from them, and we heard nonstop from the same exact Democratic leaders that Trump was in collusion with Russia, and it was all a giant collusion, and then that failed, and then they immediately looked for something else to come up with a different way to impeach. So this is it's a terrible precedent with the way that they approach this. I think it's significantly unfortunate. I know you mentioned we're going to come back to Jared Golden. People like Jared Golden received millions and millions and millions of dollars in contributions from outside his district to people that wanted to impeach President Trump. And this is kind of a payback to the fervor out there from Democratic activists that have been pushing to go after President Trump since he first got elected.
So let me go back to the matter of Representative Jared Golden to follow up to you, John, first. Is that a vote that's going to cost him re-election?
You know, the easy thing would have been to capitulate to the left and voted yes on both, or to hide from it and vote no on both. Instead, I read his reasoning in preparation of this show, and I think that the voters of Maine are going to respect the fact that he laid out his reasoning very clearly and very honestly. The easiest thing would have been to hide amongst the caucus, but he did not do that. He was very straightforward, and he was alone out there. And I thought that took guts. Whether you agree or disagree with him, he put himself out there. And if he was somehow capitulating to some bizarre outside conspiracy theory like Brent thinks, he would have voted yes on both, but he didn't. He took the hard vote, and that's why you send people to Congress.
And Brent Littlefield, to you, do you see Jared Golden's vote as something that's going to cost him when it's time for re-election?
I do, and I don't think there was any kind of hard vote thought process at all. It's pretty consistent with the way that Jared Golden's approached other things, which is to try to be all things to all people and hope that he can sort of skate by and keep kind of hanging out in Congress, not doing much but collecting that paycheck. So, no, I don't think this was a hard vote. I think this is completely politically a tune vote, and I don't think it's going to help him. I think people see it as a political maneuver and a political move, which is what it was.
Guys, if I can, I want to play for you a sound cut. We're talking with the Spin Doctors, Brent Littlefield and John Wadsworth. A sound cut from Nancy Pelosi talking to the Women Rule Summit, in which she is asked by a moderator about the impeachment articles passed by the House. The sound cut again from the GHRT archives.
One of the biggest criticisms of the process has been the speed at which the House Democrats are moving. If this is, but seriously though,
it's been going on for 22 months, okay? No, 2.5 years, actually.
There has been some criticism, though, I will say, about whether or not you should move forward before the end of the year or wait for the courts. Why do you think now is the time to move?
Well, I think we're not moving with speed. This, was it 2.5 years ago that they initiated the Mueller investigation?
So let me stop there. 22 months, 2.5 years, she said that this has been underway. Yet the crimes allegedly committed in these articles of impeachment occurred last June, 5.5 months ago. I'm having trouble with the timeline of what Nancy Pelosi says, how long they've been working to impeach the president versus when they finally found some items on which to impeach him. Brent Littlefield, I'd like to go to you first on that one.
Well, I as I addressed it earlier here in the program, this has nothing to do with what has actually happened with the president recently. I don't think it has anything to do with what the president did before. This was a complete drive from the very hard left that hasn't liked this president since the beginning. And Nancy Pelosi had a rare moment where she actually admitted what they've been doing. This is not a shock. I mean, Adam Schiff has been railing against President Trump to get himself airtime on TV and raise more money for his campaign fund since the president was first elected. I mean, how many hours of TV has Adam Schiff been on TV claiming Russian collusion and everything else since the president first got elected? So, I mean, this is not a surprise. This is part of the reason it was one of the least interesting political events in probably United States history. For all the news media that hyped it up, that called everything historic, it was a great yawn for the American people because they already knew that this was going to happen before it happened. It's like a mystery thriller book where everybody had already read the last page.
John, to you, I'm really interested in your thoughts on this. If it's not a witch hunt, quoting President Trump, the articles of impeachment, the crimes allegedly committed were in June, yet Nancy Pelosi says this has been going on. The effort's been underway for 22 months or 2.5 years to see the president impeached. How am I to interpret that timeline?
She is referring to his pattern of behavior. He is impeached for the crimes he committed regarding the Ukraine scandal. That is the culmination of his behavior since the beginning, and they have not moved. If you recall, they waited and didn't move for 22 months. It wasn't until he crossed this line. You know, a lot of people, I hear them talking about the Mueller report. The Mueller report did not exonerate him. The Mueller report showed that he committed many crimes, but it followed a Justice Department memo that the Justice Department would not go after him. So Congress waited again, and the day after he made this call, and you know, it's amazing. I've heard people talk about the process, the speed, the slowness. I've heard it both. And yet no one says that what Donald Trump did was okay. No one will defend holding money back from the Ukraine. That's what he's been impeached on. His behavior for 2.5 years is what led to this. But the impeachment articles are based on what happened in this past year. That's the timeline. And to look for something more in that is to just want to read what you want in it, not what's reality.
Mm. Brent, to you now, the claims of concern that it would not be a fair trial in the Senate because of comments from Mitch McConnell, and Nancy Pelosi wanted to hold off on sending those articles until being guaranteed a fair trial. Your thoughts, Brent?
There hasn't been anything fair about this since the very beginning. The House conducted this in a completely bizarre way based on past precedent and avoiding it. You repeatedly saw the minority in the House request their own witnesses. They were denied the ability to request all the witnesses that they wanted. They were denied the ability to make motions. That the House committee chairman just ignored rules repeatedly and shot down points of order. There hasn't been anything fair about this entire process to begin with. In terms of the Senate, just like the House, these are elected officials. They ultimately answer to the people. So that's who they're going to be judged by. And it's up to them and their own bodies to make the decisions of how they view this process. So you know, I think this is just one more kind of grandstanding maneuver and to kind of, again, appease that extreme base that's on the other side, on the political side. I think it's there to appease the extreme liberal base. I don't think it has anything to do with, quote-unquote, fairness or not being fair.
So the guarantee that Nancy Pelosi wants of a fair trial once it reaches the Senate, your thoughts?
Well, you know, she's doing the right thing. You have the leader of the Senate saying that he's working with the defendant, even though he's supposed to be the jury. You have multiple senators saying, no, we're just going to acquit him anyway. She wants to at least know that the facts will be laid out. You know, once again, we hear Brent arguing process, process, process. No one has defended what Donald Trump did. Not people in the Senate, not the House, and not even you and Brent. This man held up military aid that was properly appropriated by Congress so that he could get an investigation into his political rival. We know that is fact. We know that the president admitted that while standing on the White House lawn. We have a recording of that. We know that that's what the transcript said. We know that his subordinates have admitted that. So while they keep arguing process, 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 which they have had ample opportunity to be a part of, they have tried to cloud the issue. So I see Nancy Pelosi doing the only thing she can, which is asking them to lay out what their process is going to be now before she appoints her managers. And, you know, please defend the president's actions if that's how you feel.
Okay, you mentioned me and Brent in this, and I'm just doing my best just to ask questions to the two of you as fairly and balanced as I possibly can. Brent, we did hear one person suggest to us that Nancy Pelosi holding on to the articles of impeachment and not sending them on to the Senate. Some people questioned whether or not it should happen automatically if her holding them amounts to obstruction of Congress. That brought a smile to my face. But I wanted to hear your thoughts on that, and then John's. Brent?
So she should be impeached for obstruction of Congress. Now, listen, I think, you know, the funny way I view this is in the modern era where you don't have a billion bills going back and forth with complex pieces of legislation. I mean, at this point in the modern era, obviously every senator, the entire American public, knows what happened in this particular vote. We all have the articles of impeachment. There is no conflict between varying bills between the House and the Senate, as it happens in normal legislation. We all know what they say. I wouldn't be surprised at some point if the Senate just votes on their own to say, hey, we already realized the action the House took. This is a constitutional process, and we're going to go ahead and take our votes anyway, whether she sends a piece of paper over there or not. There's nothing in the Constitution which says that the House has to send a piece of paper over to complete this process. So at some point, I wouldn't be surprised if with some legal scholars, the Senate just votes to take this up, whether Nancy Pelosi sends the sheet of paper over there or not.
And John, to you, I'm asking maybe for a constitutional fact check. Aren't those articles supposed to, as some say, automatically go over? They don't have to be sent necessarily, you know, sealed with a kiss in an envelope from the Speaker of the House?
No, because articles of impeachment are a bill, similar to naming a post office or setting a tax rate. And no bill can be acted upon by the Senate until it is sent by the House of Representatives. Decision of the Speaker, whoever that may be. And so, no, they are not automatically sent. Nothing is automatically sent. This is the way the system works, and she has made this decision to simply say, look, I have to pick my managers, so before I send this over, I'd like the opportunity to pick my managers when you tell us what a Senate trial is going to look like. They have not announced what a Senate trial is going to look like, so they're going to just wait on that.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.